Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. A majority of US Supreme Court justices have cast doubt on Donald Trump's assertion that as a former US president, he should enjoy complete immunity from criminal prosecution for any action taken while in office. However, most of the conservative justices appeared to accept the possibility of some limited form of immunity. Their ruling is expected in June. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
The Supreme Court's never been asked this question: does a president have immunity from criminal prosecution? So that is a huge question. There's no straightforward answer to it in the Constitution itself. There's no clause that says no criminal prosecutions against presidents ever. But there are areas in which there are protections for the president, and there's practice and procedure that has developed over the years. So it is a complicated case with various different layers, but this is really brand new legal territory.
The US military has started building a floating pier off the coast of Gaza that will be used to boost humanitarian aid deliveries. The pier will be used to transfer supplies from ships to smaller vessels. A temporary causeway is also planned. James Reed has this report.
The plan to build a floating platform for aid deliveries to Gaza was first announced by President Biden in March. It's part of an international effort to avert famine after more than 6 months of war. The temporary port is expected to be operational by early next month. US officials say it will allow the delivery of more than 100 truckloads a day. American personnel will remain offshore, and the Israeli military has said it will provide security. Israel has increased aid deliveries by land in recent weeks, but the UN says far more is required to prevent famine, particularly in northern Gaza.
NATO's Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg has said it's not too late for Ukraine to prevail against Russian aggression, welcoming the new military aid package that the US will provide to Kyiv. Danny Eberhard reports.
The White House says some new US military aid will arrive in days. But Jens Stoltenberg said that for months, NATO allies had not been providing Kyiv with the support they'd promised. Such delays, he said, had let Russia make territorial gains. Some Western officials say the next 3 or 4 months could still prove very hard for Ukraine. Moscow seems determined to maximise advantages before Kyiv can replenish severely depleted military stocks, attempting, for example, to capture the town of Chasiv Yar, west of Bakhmut. It'll seek to disrupt supply lines too.
Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry has resigned and a transitional council has begun running the country, which is suffering from a wave of deadly violence. The body is tasked with organising elections and restoring order to Haiti, where armed groups control large areas. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. A new study has found that nature conservation activities, such as introducing marine protected areas, are effective at halting or reducing biodiversity loss. The study evaluated some 660 conservation trials from around the world over 10 years. The US Defense Department says it's relocating most of the 100 troops it has stationed in Chad to Germany ahead of Chad's presidential election next month. It comes days after Niger told Washington to remove its 1,000-strong force from the country, dealing a big blow to US operations against Islamist insurgents in the Sahel region of Africa. The Democratic Republic of Congo has accused Apple of using illegally exploited minerals in its products. Two Paris-based lawyers acting for the DRC say the minerals come from mines where human rights are violated by rebels. They've warned Apple of legal action if the alleged practice continues. Apple has previously said there's no evidence any of its suppliers financed or benefited armed groups in the DRC or any neighbouring country. The first grand opera to be produced by Saudi Arabia has had its premiere in Riyadh. Zarqa al-Zamama is the latest in a series of moves by Saudi Arabia to transform itself into a major player in the worlds of culture, sport and entertainment. Sebastian Usher reports.
A tale of a matriarch in pre-Islamic Arabia who's blessed with the power of prophecy but cursed with the inability to make people believe her is the story of this new opera. The Arabic libretto was written by a Saudi poet, Saleh Zamanan, but the music is by the Australian Lee Bradshaw. The human rights activist Sarah Lee Whitson told the BBC that events like this were part of efforts by the Saudi authorities to seem like they had a progressive government without actually having one. For Lee Bradshaw, though, such concerns are belied by the hundreds of young Saudis who are auditioned, with some saying they never thought they'd have the chance to do such a thing in Saudi Arabia.
BBC News.